I'll do about 1 or 2 minutes of lecture and then we'll get going. So today it'll be kind of same as usual. We'll bring up the kind of old negative schema. Then we'll find a time in childhood or earlier in life when this was reinforced. And then we'll, wait 1 moment. We'll investigate that. Also just see and appreciate how, this is just conditioning. And that also will help us kind of release any self-reproach and self-blame that we have for these negative patterns of ours. We'll see how this negative schema colors our world, our view of the world, colors our view of the self, and also how, given this belief, we have to produce the symptom, like the negative symptom. Like if, for example, you think poorly of yourself, you think the world is aggressive, unkind, again, when you're in the schema, then we'll see how we have to avoid, or we have to overcompensate, try to build ourselves up to be good enough, or how we just accept poor treatment, etc. And then so we'll, like I said, go back into childhood, experience when and how this training was kind of massaged into our being, how we learned this negative view. And then we'll have our imaginal parents come, tend to us, validate the difficulty of this way of being, help us understand that it's not our fault. And then also show us how, in fact, this is we'll have emotionally corrective experiences of being attuned to, being supported, being understood, etc. And then it'll be pointed out specifically how this is actually a distortion in a certain way, not to shame any of us for our views, but we'll see, there's more to life. There is contradicting evidence in my life that, you know, again, contradicts this negative view. And then we'll come into this new way of seeing, we'll contrast it back with the earlier schema, and then see how like life will kind of blossom going forward, in as much as that we have this broader, more actually accurate view of the world, no longer being compulsively sucked into this negative belief. Okay, great. So let's get going. So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Let's take a few deep breaths. Do that at your own pace. Okay, good. Now we'll do a body scan. Feeling the feet, legs, and hips. Relaxing the feet, legs, and hips. Now feeling the abdomen rise and fall. And now feeling the chest expand and contract. Feeling the shoulders and upper back. And now feeling the arms and hands. Now feel the head, neck, and face. And now bring your attention to where you feel emotions in the body. This will help us have a more lived, emotionally corrective experience and really kind of get in there. So what emotions are coming up in the body? And see if you can do a little bit of noting. So like note, oh, tension. So you can note emotions or kind of bodily sensations like tension, sadness, grief, and just see if you can locate that in the body. Okay. Good. And now take a deep, deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. And now exhale, feeling the whole body exhale all at once. Okay, good. Now we're going to elicit the schema. So reflect on some sort of negative pattern that's come up over this last week, like an attachment activation, a negative belief, a belief about others. And also we can find the schema through our modes or our behaviors. So figure out what you want to work on. I'll give you a minute to do that. Okay. And so we're going to take a little bit more time than usual to really clarify the schema/mode. Bring a lot of awareness to it, see kind of the coherence of it, see how it has its own truth, how it makes sense in a certain way, see how it affects our lives, etc. Okay. So when you're believing this schema, and I want you to kind of believe it naively and fully, like an 8-year-old child, really believe the schema. So when you're believing it, who are you? What are you like? Like, oh, I am bad. I am not good enough. I am this. I am that. Get clear on that piece now. So when you are naively and fully believing the schema, what is the world? Who are others? What is the world like? What are others like? How do they treat you? Really investigate this. And also notice how there is a pairing, a coherence, a conformity between the belief about self and the belief about the world. They fit together perfectly. Okay, good. Now, given that you believe this about yourself and you believe that about the world, how is it that you must act? How is it that you must present? What do you need to do about this? Like, for example, if you're not good enough and the world is harsh and judgmental, you need to work really, really hard to become good enough. Or maybe you need to avoid social contact, or maybe you need to distract yourself from these feelings of inferiority by watching lots of Netflix and smoking lots of weed or something. To investigate that. How must you act given that you fully believe the schema? And now another thing, look at how this negative belief causes stress. And that when you're stressed, you kind of can't think straight. Your metacognition shuts down. How you hyper-focus on one, on something, on some sort of way of being or some behavior that seemingly will correct this negative view of the world. So like, oh, maybe you think you're bad and then you've got to work really hard to become good, and that you hyper-focus on this working hard piece and you forget about the rest of life. You forget about a broader perspective. See that now. In a sense, see how you get obsessive. Okay, and now we'll look at the consequences of getting into this mode, this reactive mode, or this set of behaviors. And now this is really important. Do not shame yourself whatsoever. This is totally fine. Of course you get into this mode, but go ahead and look. It's like, oh, when I collapse down into this mode of being, how is it that I behave? And what are the consequences? What are the consequences of getting into these maladaptive behavioral loops? Again, notice how you lose perspective. You get narrowly focused, like we could say even neurotically focused on this one coping mechanism. And then that might lead to another neurotic coping mechanism. Okay, good. Now, I'll ask, what is it, or what situations in your past, likely in childhood, but also possibly in adolescence or earlier adulthood, what situations taught you this negative view of self and world? So imagine yourself floating back to childhood and then finding this time that you were maybe treated in a bad way and that brought about this schema. So go ahead and do that now. Now, this is very important. Notice how this is just an entirely adaptive learning to the way that you were treated. This was actually the right thing for you to do. You needed to learn this, let's call it, toxic lesson at that time in order to cope and be in conformity with the way that things were in your life. And it would just be totally silly to blame yourself. You just simply learned the lesson that you needed to learn. And now we'll work on unlearning this lesson because it's not serving us anymore. Okay, and so now, in the scene, go ahead and bring your imaginal parents in, or any resource to help you work through this that you want. They can remove you from the scene. It's really important that you feel totally safe now. These imaginal parents are totally loyal to you. They're on your side. They understand what this was like. They understand how upsetting this was. They console you. And they're also entirely sure that you are going to work through this, no problem. So go ahead and develop that scene now. And also they know that this was not your fault, and they help you see that. Right, keep developing the scene and really get your needs met. That's right, keep going. And these imaginal parents assure you that anybody would have the same response that you had. They know that you're not to blame. Keep going. And now you can keep going with this experience of compassion from these imaginal parents, of being attended to, being seen, being known, being consoled. Or if this would be helpful and corrective, you can now also go back to the original scene with these imaginal parents and with the help of any other imaginal figures, and correct this original scene where this learning took place. You can confront the way you were treated or the outcome. If someone treated you poorly, they might also apologize. So now go ahead and develop the scene in such a way where this negative situation is corrected. And in a sense where you reject this negative learning, kind of in a sense externalize and push out this negative learning, seeing that it's not yours to carry anymore. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Now really get this sense of being supported, of being completely understood. Now notice how there's also this consensus, you are not to blame. This was just someone else acting in a way that's not appropriate, or a situation that is just harsh and unfortunate. And now that this is seen, you see this, your imaginal parents see this, and even this person that treated you poorly, if that's relevant in this situation, sees this, and that this is now corrected. Go ahead and develop that scene. Now, go ahead and start kind of floating away from this old scene in the past. You're with your imaginal parents. And then now get this sense of having greater perspective. The scene in the past is becoming very small, and you see how this was just conditioning that happened at some point in my past. It had an effect on me, but it's just one data point. How also that there are other experiences that contradict this negative experience. Notice how you're supported and understood, validated by your imaginal parents. Notice how there's this sense of, oh, I'll be all right. I'm not stuck in this anymore. And now, see if you can bring up the old negative schema again and notice how much it triggers you. If it triggered you earlier, a 10 out of 10, how much does it trigger you now? And now, once again, bring in your imaginal parents. Have them soothe you, have them comfort you. Have them help you put this into perspective. This is just an old negative emotional learning from the past. That's over. You're with us now. We'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about this anymore. Really take that in. And now also, this is a little bit different than usual. Look into your life and reflect on memories that contradict the schema, the negative belief, because you actually have disconfirming evidence in your own life that show you that the schema is not entirely true, that it's just one more narrow perspective that you sometimes get stuck in. So now go ahead and bring to mind countervailing information, countervailing memories from your own life, and you can have your imaginal parents remind you of this. And now have the imaginal parents reinforce this message. That's right. Things are not the way according to the schema. You can really see a broader view here. Things are more open. You have more agency. And it's clear that, in fact, you can get the results from the world that you want. Go ahead and develop that now. That's right. Keep developing the scene. And now, one more time, go back to the original schema. See if you can hold it in mind. And now have the imaginal parents come in, tend to you, reassure you, remind you of how this is just a negative view, a narrowness of mind, that in fact, there's lots of disconfirming evidence in your life that you're a delight. Really take this in. Okay, now, given that this, so take this disconfirming knowledge and see, and it's kind of, in a sense, this is a new schema. This is a new, broader, more open and adaptive way of viewing life. And now go ahead and look into the future and see your real adult life going forward, unfolding, consistent with this new positive way of viewing life. Go ahead and do that now. See how it's so clear that you will get the responses from the world and the responses from others that you desire. See how others delight in you, attend to you. So happy to be with you. And also see how they're so cooperative. That's right. Really take that in. Notice how the entirety of your being is in coherence and in conformity with these new expectations, that things will just unfold beautifully. Really feel this in the body and feel this in the mind. Okay, good. Let's release that now. Dissolving the scene. Now for just about 30 seconds, look back. What was this like for you? What did you learn? What are the take-home messages? And now notice how, no matter what the insight was, that the implication of the insight is greater mastery and greater agency in your own life. There's a sense of like, oh yeah, I can move through this. Good. And now release that. Bring the attention to the rising and falling of the abdomen. Now open the eyes halfway. Keep following the abdomen. And now open the eyes entirely and release the meditation. Okay, that's it. Let me just, you know, I'm starting another 8-week course. I'll send out the details of that now. And, you know, feel free to join. And if you know anybody else that would benefit, here's the information. Yeah. and then we can do like maybe 3 or 4 minutes of question and answer, things like that. How did that go for people? Any questions or comments?
I like that part near the end about finding disconfirming knowledge in your life.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I'm kind of surprised by that, since you know how much I get triggered by like behavioral therapy stuff.
Oh.
And I expected that
yeah.
I would treat this the same way, but I didn't. And I'm not sure if that means that it's sufficiently different, or if I've just started to relax around that whole thing.
Right. Right.
Since, you know, it can definitely be taken as something like, oh, you know, there's no need for you to act this way. This is
right.
all illogical.
Right.
See?
Right. Right.
But I think this is like more experiential and
yeah.
more about, you know, actually getting into the experience and feeling it in the body, etc. So, yeah, and I did find disconfirming knowledge for the thing
yeah.
that I was working
sure.
on.
Sure.
I don't know, I was just afraid that it would feel really shitty if I didn't find anything to disconfirm the thing. But it worked, so I'm okay with that.
Okay, yeah, thank you for sharing that, Dee. Yeah, one comment about that, and then this is my theory as to why it seemed to have worked for you better, is because I think we're open to the disconfirming knowledge, but only post validation. Like you're only open to it after it's like, oh, this really sucks that you went through this. And also, it's not wrong or screwed up that you believe this. This is a result of conditioning, and it's not even yours, but of course it sucked. And then after that, because that's like, in my mind, that's like, and I think you kind of spoke to it, is like you kind of expected the finding the disconfirming knowledge to maybe have like a little bit of a flavor of gaslighting, like no, like quit your whining, like grow up, like it's not always like this, come on people, move on. But no, it's like of course this hurt, of course this sucked, that you had this schema isn't your fault to begin with. And also, given that context and validation, like now let's look in to see how this is actually just a narrow, an excessively narrow view that doesn't actually accommodate the reality of your life. Did that resonate? I'm really curious.
Yeah, I mean, this is all very like low level experiential mental stuff. So
yeah.
I'm not sure either way, but that sounds about right.
Okay. Any other reports or comments?
What comes to mind for me when I hear your discussion are two things. Like, firstly, I think like this being attuned to being supported and everything is sort of like it makes the thing less rigid and solid in a way. And I do think it's like this being attuned to, being supported, yeah. being understood, being acknowledged, is sort of like poking holes in that wall that the trauma is creating. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is like that through those holes of the words, you're also able to take in new informations or impressions. Mm-hmm. And what also comes to mind for me is like during one of your retreats, you talked about like the abuse mistrust schema that maybe some of us tend to have, where like the doors are closed, you know, and we're like, you know, and I have a hunch that some people who are doing this work are like just constantly closed when they're not getting acknowledged when they're suffering. And it's like the acknowledgement is opening the doors to also have new stuff coming in.
That makes perfect sense. It's like, it's kind of interesting. It's just like, in a sense, it's just like, this is what the human mind looks like when it's been hurt. It's like, you need to go through like a particular series, and but part of that series to get to opening up to the disconfirming knowledge is like working through what would present as resistance, for example, in psychotherapy. But you get through that by saying, of course you're upset. Like, and also, you know, what comes up for me is like, you know, in coherence therapy, they talk about the emotional truth of the symptom. It's like, and it's like also the symptom, the belief, all of it needs to be depathologized. It's just learning. And it's actually proof of your having adapted to your environment. It's healthy. Of course you believe this, in a sense, negative shit. That's what you were taught to believe. So, and of course it hurts. And it's not your fault. And then once you really get that it was an adaptive response, I don't need to reject this, yada, yada. Then you can kind of like, you're like, oh, you know what? Okay, I can look at, like, I've been seen, I've been known, like I've been accepted as I am. Now I can look at the disconfirming stuff. That's how it is for me.
Yeah. I also really like the wording, like the fact that you pointed that out, like this is just like adaptive learning. Yeah, I find it really helps me to loosen up a bit around it. Yeah. Like, oh, this is not as much of a problem as I perceive it to be, or as pathological or whatever.
Yeah.
I find that really, really important personally.
Yeah. Well, I think also, you know, part of it, this is what comes up for me, is like part of what keeps all this stuff locked in is like shame. It's like, there's something fundamentally wrong with me. Like, to hell with me. I suck. I shouldn't be like this. It's like, no, this is just learning. Anybody would have learned the same lessons. I need to run in 1 minute, but any last comment or anything from anybody? Okay, let's wrap it up, y'all. Okay, hey, thank you all for coming. It's a pleasure.